together.
Here it is, the third hour that we are launching into, and the number is toll-free. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
And once again, freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free for you. Now, we've had kind of a police-oriented focus tonight, but you can still take the show wherever you'd like it to go. On the way, there's another disturbing story about another military veteran that has had his house raided.
Looks that way.
Mark will get that from you here in a moment. But we started a story last hour about the college enforcement that is going on right now, not just in Indiana, but that's where the story's from. It's going on all over the place because college is coming back into season. It's about time for semesters to start up. I know that's the case here in Keene. They start at different times in different states and different places, but we're right around that time frame over the next few weeks. Likely a lot of colleges are going to be kicking off, and at the same time, local police departments and liquor enforcement boards will be kicking off a campaign of trying to, as Brad pointed out here a moment ago, and as a former police officer of over 11 years or about 11 years, you know very well, this is about revenue. This is not about stopping kids from drinking. But the public statements that they make are all about stopping kids from drinking. They're not going to say, well, we're really just trying to, you know, get their parents to cut us a check. Because ultimately, that's what happens. When the cops bust some college kids, mommy and daddy, who are likely paying for their son or daughter to go to college, are going to hear that their son or daughter has been arrested. And, you know, they probably don't want to travel up to wherever it is their child, you know, their child, they're not children. But wherever.
It's a child.
I guess. Can you still call them
your
child
after
they're an adult?
It's a really strange situation.
They're offspring. They don't want to travel all the way up to where their offspring is to go to court and all that. So they'll just cut a check to try to make it go away. Take the plea deal. Cut a check for $500 or whatever the arbitrary
fine. It's
probably
just a violation in most cases, right?
Yeah, but the violation can still have serious fines.
Oh, yeah,
it's
still serious fine.
If you read the chapter 179, which is the drinking in New Hampshire, the drinking laws in Title 13, it's very obvious because most laws in New Hampshire, the fines go to the general fund, straight to the state. Mm-hmm. But in the laws having to do with underage drinking, it goes directly to the municipality or county.
Oh, really?
So that's why they're motivated to do it.
Right.
This is one of the things I really like about the state of New Hampshire. Unlike most places, the speeding tickets don't go to the municipality. So, you know, if for whatever reason the Keene police want to raise revenue, they can't do it through speeding tickets.
Mm.
This is done all over the United States. They find somebody without a state plates and they give them a ticket for whatever they feel like because they're going to get the revenue and, you know, the boss wants them to.
But that's not the case with alcohol possession. Is it only underage possession or is it stuff like open container or any alcohol-related crime?
Well, I mean, we don't have a state open container law. It's by town. And in any municipality that enacts a law, the fines go to the town.
Uh-huh.
But the underage drinking laws, I wouldn't have a problem with them so much if, in fact, they were grounded in actually preventing underage drinking. I mean, if you want to prevent underage drinking, what you do is you educate kids and you show them respect and, you know.
Well, then why would you not have a problem with the underage drinking?
Well, I wouldn't have. Okay, if it was based in the fact that it was actually accomplishing something other than generating revenue, I would have less of a problem with it. I still think people should be able to decide when they want to consume alcohol.
And they will.
And they will, and they do. And, you know, there are many cases of, you know, 12-year-olds that are ending up in the ER because they have alcohol poisoning. And
how many cops drank alcohol under the age of 21?
It's probably all of them.
I bet it's all of them.
Hazard a guess that it's
99-something percent.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous hypocrisy on their part. Let me continue here, though. The story is out of Courier-Journal from Indiana, where the Indiana State Excise Police issued 347 citations in one weekend.
Oh, my.
At three different colleges. 258 at Indiana University, 57 Ball State, 32 Notre Dame. They included public intoxication, illegal consumption or possession of alcohol, and public nudity. The initiative started at the spring at IU.
Is that for, you know, getting a full bladder from too much beer and then going behind the building?
I don't know. In an effort to reduce alcohol consumption among college students, said Corporal Travis Thixton of the Indiana State Excise Police.
Has this ever worked? I mean, how many college students, because they've gotten a ticket for...
Well, now it's intensified, Mark. Now it is an intensified enforcement program. So now they are intense. They're serious.
They're handing out more tickets?
They just got serious now. They haven't been serious before.
They're serious now. It just started in the springtime. So, Mark, this has never happened.
Means that
before.
They're pulling off cops from other duties is what intensified means and serious means, right? So property crimes and, you know,
they're not serious about that.
Serious about that.
Well, you know, I see this on this article you're reading. It says that one of the issues is public nudity, and maybe people, you know, if they didn't have to drink in places other than establishments, maybe this stuff wouldn't be happening. Prohibition causes all sorts of unintended consequences, and the
what's wrong with public nudity anyway?
Here we go, Ian.
Well, I think it's rude. I think it's disruptive to...
Is it rude when you've got your shirt off walking around?
Oh, here we go.
Is it rude?
If you are a male, no.
And if you're a female?
I would say that more likely than not, a person would, not as enlightened as you, Ian, would interpret that to be offensive.
Well, it's not illegal.
It is not illegal.
Not in New Hampshire, at least.
Not in New Hampshire. No, it's not. It's completely legal. But I still think it's something that if you do it, it causes a lot of ire in people. And
they need to calm down. People need to chill out.
Ian loves himself some naked people.
They're just mammaries.
I understand this, Ian, but...
Get over it. The general half of the population has them. It's ridiculous. Anyway, as of Sunday evening, police only had figures for three of the colleges. Apparently, this program of intensified enforcement has expanded to six colleges. So they actually probably made a whole bunch more arrests at the other three colleges, but they didn't have those numbers at press time. The excise police also increased patrols in the Indianapolis Broad Ripple neighborhood. Why that one neighborhood, I'm not sure. Maybe a lot of college kids live there. One of the more notable citations came at Notre Dame, where 12 people were cited for varying charges, including illegal consumption of alcohol and furnishing alcohol to a minor.
Ooh.
Well, look, this is absolutely ludicrous. Nobody really believes that this is going to stop young people from drinking. Do they? Is anyone listening who actually thinks, do you actually think that in a intensified enforcement program involving criminal charges, hundreds of dollars in fines, which of course over 300 plus tickets, is going to result in? That's a lot of money right there. I mean, if you're finding people $500 a pop.
If fining people stop them from drinking, is all you'd have to do is fine alcoholics, and then they'd stop drinking. I mean, this is just ludicrous.
Why don't we just ban alcohol, because it's obviously such a problem?
Right?
It breaks up families.
Yeah.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You asked that question in jest, but why not? I mean, if that's the idea here, is to stop people from drinking, why not ban alcohol?
Well, if the prohibition policy of the government was based in science and reason, alcohol would be illegal, marijuana would be legal, and so would countless other things. But you point this out to people, and they just don't comprehend. You know, the biggest excuse given for marijuana not being a medicinal a drug for people who are sick is that it's a purely recreational drug. Well, if that's the case, marijuana has never been the primary cause of a single death, and Viagra causes over 2,000 deaths per year.
Wow.
And I would love to hear someone argue that Viagra is not a recreational drug.
It's anything but a recreational
drug. But fortunately for the maker of Viagra, the U.S. Congress is largely... older white men,
right?
And this drug is used by who?
Older white men.
So that's legal. Marijuana is not. It just makes no sense whatsoever.
Let's talk to Larry in Indy, listening to WXNT. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
That is so the essence of stupidity.
What's that?
Broad Ripple is nothing but booze joints wall to wall, you know? And then they promote here in Indianapolis, the only thing they promote is booze and fornication.
Well, I want you to hang on, Larry.
They're at the bar, too.
Hang on. We can tell me more here in a moment. We'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE, because I'd asked what Broad Ripple neighborhood where they were doing the intensified enforcement crackdown. 1-855-450-3733. Your experience is welcome, or bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring in anything you want here. Toll free 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. We're talking about college drinking, and specifically the police and their plan to crack down. At least that's what they're doing in Indiana, and it's likely that there are similar programs in existence around the country. I know they did the same thing here in New Hampshire, where Liquor Enforcement Board, the liquor cops basically will go to local bars and harass college students and break up college parties. And it's all about raising revenue, although they say it's about stopping underage drinking, which, of course, anybody who's ever, you know, drank underage knows that's ridiculous. If you get caught by the cops, maybe you'll just be a little bit more careful next time. But you're certainly not going to stop. Most people are not going to stop drinking underage.
I'd like to hear the stories of the people who did.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll just have to wait until I'm 21 for this.
855-450-FREE. What was I thinking? We did lose Larry. He just dropped off the line. We were going to continue to talk to him. He was telling us about the neighborhood in which there's apparently a lot of bars.
Broad Ripple.
Yeah, Broad Ripple, where the police cracked down this weekend, resulting in 14 citations. That number pales in comparison to the 347 citations that Indiana liquor enforcers issued this weekend at just three Indiana colleges in their intensified college enforcement program. That doesn't include the other three colleges at which this program is being run, where they may have issued more citations, but those numbers weren't available at press time. So you could be looking at 500 young people here being issued citations for underage drinking, possession, etc. And that's a huge... I mean, I sat in that courtroom this week, as I have many a time, and watched some of the arraignments in Milford, New Hampshire, and it was plenty. There were probably a good 5 to 10 people in there that were in there for alcohol-related so-called crimes, and you know, none of them, they didn't look like kids. You know, they were 19, 20 years old. This one guy was 19, but he was this hulking kind of football player-looking dude. I mean, you know these people aren't going to stop drinking.
I've been to Europe 3 times, and the first time I went, I was 18. And I remember I went there with my friend, and I was all excited because I could drink, right? And it was a big deal. It was a big deal. And the people who were there, just, you know, the people our age in Europe that we would meet, this was in Poland actually, they sort of looked at us like we were silly, like we were making such a big deal about it, because the culture over there is they grow up and it's just like if you are a parent and you have a small child and you own a firearm, the worst thing that you could do is not explain to your child firearm safety, mm-hmm. and to not communicate and not,
because that's putting them in danger.
It is putting them in danger. It's the same thing with alcohol. I mean, if parents take the don't do it attitude, yep. and then when their young adult goes off to college, the people who are going to teach them to drink are not of the same mindset as parents are who care and love their children.
Right. The don't drink alcohol until you're 21 shtick is probably less effective than the don't have sex until you're married shtick.
Absolutely.
I've actually heard that working in the past, but I haven't heard too many people, you know, just deciding, well, mom and dad said not to drink until I was 21. I just, you know, maybe the parents don't push that, but here's what I don't understand. For one, many parents drink, and then the kids are going to, you know, see them drinking. But they, you know, when you're talking about young people, who do you want teaching your young person to drink? I mean, this is an obvious no-brainer question. 90-something percent of the American population is going to drink at some point in their life. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked this up. This is some wild statistic I'm making up.
Personal experience.
Yeah. And I'm certain, and I bet everything I've got on it. I mean, that, you know, this just makes sense. So you want your kid to experience this important aspect of life and be taught about this important aspect of life by people who are his or her age, mm-hmm. you know, by pimply-faced teenage kids that know nothing.
Or worse, the frat brothers or whatever.
Right. You know, the same people that think that, you know, they have all kinds of just stupid ideas about life that they're wrong about. Yeah, have a bunch of inexperienced morons teach your kids how to drink. That's going to work out well.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. We've got Rob with us listening also in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was going to fill you guys in on what Larry was going to tell you, or maybe tell you, about the Broad Ripple area. I don't know if you guys heard of Butler University. They've had a couple of runs to the NCAA tournament lately. That area, Broad Ripple, is a big party area, tons mm-hmm. of bars. I mean, just one bar after another. And Butler University is very close by, so there's a lot of college kids going there off campus, and I'm sure some of them probably get busted on the way back for DUIs and public intox, walking in the streets or whatever. it's not only college students that go there, but there are a lot of young people going there every weekend, and I'm sure it is a big revenue maker.
Public Intox. Why did you call it that?
Now, what do you think?
Are you a law enforcement officer?
Yeah, and I did drink underage, too.
That was what I was going to ask you, is whether or not you drank underage. Very good. Yeah,
of course.
Appreciate.
We were smart. We went to a friend's house, and we were in high school, and we got our alcohol from his older brother, and we stayed in all night. We didn't go out and do
That's the smart way to do it.
No one
This is absolutely the smart way to do it, and I don't know. I would wonder, A, how you came about the smart way to do it, because I've got to say, as a teenager, I did all the dumb things that one can do with alcohol. Blackout drinking, driving a motorcycle while intoxicated. I mean, just all kinds of really stupid ideas, and I wonder how life would have been if somebody would have said, oh, no, we're going to learn how to drink at home, and then you're going to go out, and this is dangerous, and, you know, whatever. Just teach them.
I don't know, Mark. You turned out all right.
Right.
After 9 years.
Nine-year prison sentence.
But just to let you guys know, though, also, I mean, people have to be really stupid to get, the teenagers have to be real pains in the you-know-what for me to actually want to take them to jail for underage drinking. And
well, I appreciate that, Rob.
As long as it's in a private area, I don't care. But if you're out in a city park or doing something stupid like that, you're just asking to be taken to jail because you're being stupid.
Where you are, is it actually illegal, as in you go to court and you can be penalized for being intoxicated in public?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Because New Hampshire...
But again, you got to be really stupid to draw attention to yourself. But if you are so drunk and you're walking, say you're walking in the streets, and you're a threat to yourself, sometimes just somebody getting arrested and thrown in jail for the night just to sober up, but then you just get OR'd the next day and you go to court, and they order to just dismiss it because the courts are so jammed up. Sometimes it's just a way to protect them. It's not always about making money.
Sometimes
they have nobody to get them. There's nobody to come pick them up, and you don't want them walking down the street and get plowed by a car, so you just send them to jail for the night. They're drunk, they're passed out, and then they wake up the next day and they go home, and nothing ever happens from it. So it's not everybody's getting money.
I actually agree with you, except I think the emphasis should be on, instead of taking someone to county jail, it should be on finding, you know, a loved one or a friend or a relative to take them home. But
oh, absolutely. In this day of cell phones, you can try to have somebody call, but if no one's willing to come get them, or you can't find a way to get them, you can't just sit there all night, or you can't just let them be, because all of a sudden that person is liable. If they get hit, then, boy, their relatives sure will come out of the woodwork then suing you.
Rob, do you think that, I appreciate your perspective and I appreciate the call tonight. Do you think the liquor cops who are claiming this is about stopping underage drinking, do any of them really believe that?
No. I tell you what, years ago I interviewed with the excise police and I was not impressed.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up what's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you want to tell us about your experience being in college and having to deal with the police. Did you ever actually beat them? Because, like we were talking about before, most college kids have no idea what their rights are. And, in fact, Brad, you, as a former police officer, at one point came to Keene State College, gave a presentation a little while back, if I recall correctly.
Yes, with our friend Andrew, actually.
Right, in the chat room.
Yeah, it was on Constitution Day we did it.
And it's been a couple of years, so it'd be great to bring you back out and have you do that again, because I think that sharing the ideas of liberty, and more specifically, how to exercise your rights, because you don't have to understand liberty to understand the rights that that you have and can utilize if you choose when it comes to encountering the police. It's an important message to get to college students, because they're just starting out in their lives, and they're an easy target for the police. The cops know that they've got money. Many of them do, or mommy and daddy have money, and they're going to cut them a check if they bust them for some non-crime like possession of marijuana and or possession of alcohol. I was in jail with a guy that was busted for possessing an ounce of marijuana. They raided his house in the middle of January, threw him out into the street in his boxers in the middle of, you know, basically snow. This is New Hampshire. And all of it over an ounce of pot and a scale that they found in his house. He ended up taking a plea deal, getting sentenced to, I think it was like 3 months in jail, and then probation for a few years after that. All because he sold some pot to some of his college buddies, basically. And one of them rolled on them. So they'd made some crackdown kind of bus in the beginning of the school year. And then, you know, of course, they demand to know who the dealers are when they bus people, and somebody gave them up. And so, you know, telling young people about their rights is important because it can be a lesson that they can immediately benefit from, and that they are being targeted by the police. And down the line, as they get older, they can continue to benefit. I mean, once you learn your rights and learn how to exercise them, that's not a lesson that goes away over time.
I have a feeling that there's probably a lot of law enforcement agencies in this country that rely on young adults pleading guilty to these charges, and I bet you there's a lot of law enforcement agencies that don't send the actual liquid contained in a container to the state lab
for testing
to prove that it is in fact alcohol.
Right, because we're talking about that's a great point. We're talking about a story out of Indiana where they issued 347 citations for alcohol. You know they aren't sending 347 samples to the state
lab. I mean, in New Hampshire, the state lab is so overwhelmed that if you have, if you have a crime with a victim, you have to wait months in order to get things back. You know, with the exception of high profile homicide cases, you know, getting a small sample of alcohol, I mean, it just takes so much time. I mean, think about it, the police time, the court time, the prosecutor's time. I mean, this is costing the taxpayers an enormous amount of money, and it's not solving the problem of underage drinking.
Well, to some extent, the fines are paying off the cops' time at that point. And I think that's what a lot of taxpayers don't care. It's like, this is just an extra tax on young people, and they don't care. But it's interesting because Ian always advocates videotaping police interactions.
And they do at coplock.org.
And I think that this is in this circumstance, you could really have something, because with a video recording of what happened, you would have you'd have a copy of the type of alcohol you have there. Because if the cop gets on the stand and, you know, says that I found the subject with a can of beer. Really? What kind of beer? I mean, it was 300 arrests that night. He has no idea what kind of...
Well, right.
And you know, if he makes something up, like the cop did in my case with the car, a speeding ticket, I said, what color is the car? He said, maroon. You know, he just made something up.
Well, right. Didn't you make it so he couldn't look at his notes during his testimony?
I attempted to do that, yeah.
Well, right, because otherwise they'll just look at their notes and answer off of their notes.
He didn't have any notes for that.
That's good.
And he said that I had no passengers in the car. My mother was in the car.
But in some cases...
He didn't remember the incident at all.
Like, I have seen them, like in the case with some of the Free State or some of the Liberty activists up here that got arrested for open container. They did keep the container in that case because they knew it was going to go to trial. But in the case of these college students, you're absolutely right, Brad. They know they're not going to take them to trial. They know that 99% of them take the plea deal. Maybe even 100% of them take the plea deal.
It's going to be darn close to 100%.
And so if they have to, you know, if one of those college students or 10 of them were to say, you know, let's go to trial, not guilty,
and
you're going to have to prove this, they would be in a real bind.
And all they would be asking is that the government perform its constitutionally required function,
right,
which is to prove
your job.
To prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And this is why I have such a problem with plea bargaining, because plea bargaining causes innocent people to be incentivized to plead guilty, and it causes guilty people who have legitimately hurt people to have a lesser sentence. And it just creates all sorts of problems, and I think it should be eliminated.
So it's important to get the idea out there for folks that, it'd be great if they eliminated plea bargaining. But in the meantime, people that are busted for piddly stuff like this should go for not guilty and take it to trial and, see what happens. Maybe they'll convict you anyway.
Even if you don't want to argue your case, the state still has an obligation, or the government has an obligation to prove its case. And
right.
if there's any judge presiding who is halfway competent, if the state is not able to prove that it is actually liquor, I mean, it could be Hawaiian punch,
it smells funny.
Any judge worth their salt will require that the state prove that it's alcohol.
Let's go to the phones. Matt is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about college drinking and these people getting busted. And it just
yep.
so happens that in the Chicago Sun-Times today, they published a list of the top 20 party schools. And I thought you might be interested in hearing what some of the top 20 party schools are. It was ranked by the Princeton Review.
I know UNH is in there.
UNH?
Yep.
No, I didn't see it in there.
Oh, really? Ooh. Oh, actually, I think UNH was in Playboy's top, Playboy Magazine's top.
How do they rate this stuff?
The amount of arrests?
I have no idea. It's in the article somewhere, but it's a long article, and I don't think you want me reading through it. The top school, the top party school is West Virginia University, according to Princeton Review, in Morgantown. And then the second is University of Iowa. And Ohio University fell to number 3. It was the top school last year.
Oh, they've got to take it back.
Where?
They've got to take it back.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Why Ohio?
Ohio University.
Who knows?
University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, which is my alma mater, came in 4, and I'm very disappointed.
Staggered into 4.
I think we got to work hard here.
What I want to know is what college is not a party school?
They have the top 20 most sober schools also, right under Stone Cold Schools. The number one Stone Cold Sober School is Brigham Young University.
In Utah. Hey, Matt, anything else you want to share tonight?
Number 2 is Wheaton College in Wheaton, which is right near where I live, and that was also a very Christian school.
Yeah,
I see.
3 and 4 are U.S. Naval Academy and U.S. Coast Guard Academy.
Interesting. Now, that is a list I've never heard of before, because they make these party school lists all the time, but I've never heard the sober school
list.
And then
they get some chick that is willing to take her top off there.
Come on. Some
interview her.
People, midshipmen at the Naval Academy deserve a drink. Come on.
Matt, thanks for the call.
I agree, but, you know, I'm just going by what the list says here.
I'll bet the people that do go to the Naval Academy and they went to West Point and those kind of places are probably more career oriented. They're pretty clear about what they want to do, and they're on board from a philosophical standpoint. You know, academics doesn't have this kind of the allure that the military does in sort of, you know, getting people on board to be, you know, tough and rugged and choose.
I would
not
also
to
wonder how many of those actually got into trouble and therefore went to the military to get themselves out of trouble.
Matt, thanks for the call and sharing that tonight. I appreciate it. 855-453.
I don't think they do that anymore, especially not for officers.
That's the toll-free number here. By the way, if we get a chance, we'll get to the veteran-rated story in the remaining moments, but we'll also take your calls about anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. We're here in the remaining moments, but still enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Tell me something important, Mark.
Oh, well, Seals with Clubs is online Bitcoin poker.
People are excited about this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is probably the single biggest advertiser sort of debut we've had on Free Talk Live. I mean, Seals with Clubs has done really well. And that means there's a lot of people over there to play poker with. And, you know, the United States government has made it illegal to for banking organizations to do business with online gambling organizations. So it's very difficult to gamble online with cash. But if you go to BitInstant.com, you can turn your cash into bitcoins, and then you can gamble with bitcoins. They're real online currency. You can buy stuff from statelesssweets.com and many other places, many of our advertisers. But I went over there. I did it before they...
You take your online gambling winnings and go buy some drugs.
I didn't. You could with the Silk Road. I actually won one hand out of the several that I lost, so I didn't win any money. But I did go over. I cashed in. I played, and I cashed out without the person from sealswithclubs.eu even knowing that I was there. So I just wanted to make sure that what the experience was like for the average individual, and that way I can say, you know, the deposits are instant. That much is true. Cash outs happen all on the same day. And if you don't have any bitcoins yet, you can come check it out. They have free tournaments every hour that pay bitcoins to the winner. So, I mean,
Hang on. What do you want?
Free
tournaments?
Yeah. You can play poker for free and win bitcoins, and then play poker with the bitcoins
and win more bitcoins.
You get more money, you cash out, you make cash.
Or lose money, because it is gambling.
Well,
if there's a tournament you can enter where you don't have to pay, and you can win a tournament, you can win bitcoins without paying to get in the tournament.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's mind-boggling to me.
It is. Sealswithclubs.eu.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Shane's in Tennessee listening to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Shane.
What's going on tonight, fellas?
We're doing a radio show. What are you doing?
I'm driving down the road. I'm just trucking.
Nice.
All right.
Thanks for your service, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to discuss a recent encounter with some local deputies in Chester County, Tennessee. I was raised up in Nashville, you know, so I'm used to dealing with an aggressive police force, but I moved to West Tennessee. I live out on the country for the most part. You know, you get pulled over by law enforcement official for speeding, and I tell you, you know, we don't like writing tickets. Slow down. That was my experience. But you know,
that's not always the case with small towns. Some of them make their revenue off of giving people speeding tickets.
Well, I understand that, you know, but I recently moved to the county over, and was pulled over one night. My tags was out, you know. Deputy pulled me over and come up to the car. You know, first question out of his mouth was, "Where do I know you from?" I said, "Well, sir, you don't know me from anywhere, I imagine." I said, I moved to the area." So he said, "Well, do you know why I pulled you over?" I said, "Well, no, sir." He said, "Well, your tags was out." And I said, "Well, you know, I just hadn't had the money to get them yet." And he asked for license registration, and I kept my hands on the steering wheel, yes sir, no sir, polite. The next thing out of his mouth was, "Would you mind stepping out of the vehicle?"
Why, yes, I would mind. I'd like to stay right where I am.
It's funny you should ask.
That's what I wanted to pick your guys' heads about tonight. I feel like that's where I kind of messed up in this whole situation. So I said, "Yes, I would." So I stepped out, and he said, "Place your hands on the vehicle." So I placed my hands on the vehicle, and he proceeds to pat me down and question me about, you know, warrants, drugs, the vehicle, alcohol, whatnot. You know, I said, "I don't use drugs, I don't drink. Have you ever been arrested?" "Yes, sir, but I don't understand what that's got to do with this." "Well, what have you been arrested for?" So, you know, I proceed to tell him, you know, public intoxication, disorderly, you know, just throwing a list of things. He said, "Oh, is this an arrest? Well, you want to fight me tonight?"
Oh, man.
You know? "Yeah, no, sir, I don't." He said, "Well, can you, you know, at this point, I'm pretty fired up." He says, "Can we search your truck?" I said, "No, sir, you can't." I said, "Last time I checked, you had to have a warrant to do that. It's about 8 o'clock at night." I said, "You want to call the judge at his house and have a search warrant?" I said, "Search that all along." I said, "Well, without a warrant, I said, you don't touch my truck." So at this point, he just kind of laughed. You know, he didn't address it much anymore. So, you know, now I had another county and city come up, and at this point I'm pretty irate. He goes back to his vehicle, and the other two officers was, you know, asking me what my problem was. They were pretty respectful. I said, "Well, you know, you're treating me like I'm some, you know, common criminal." I said, "You know, write me my ticket for my tags and let me go on." So after standing out in the rain, and they passed my license around, you know, trying to run me, he finally brings back me a ticket, issues me a citation, and so I start questioning him. I said, what's the problem with the warrant? You wasn't able to obtain a warrant to search my truck." I said, "What's all this about?" I said, "You're harassing me tonight, man." He said, "Let me explain something to you." He said, "I asked you if you minded stepping out of the vehicle." He said, "When I asked you that, you minded and you stepped out." He said, "That gives me the right to search you." I said, "So you're telling me if I told you no, I mind, I'd rather just sit right here, that I could sit in my vehicle?" He said, "That's what I'm telling you."
Well, I'm surprised he was that honest with you. Brad, as a former cop, what do you have to say to that?
Were you driving a 53-foot, like, dry-van trailer, or what was your...
No, I was in my personal vehicle. It was, you know, maybe part of the issue. You know, it's the old 95 model pickup, you know, the driver's door.
Okay.
I had to crawl out the passenger. Go ahead.
Well, the police in the United States can't pat you down unless you consent to it. Or
they can give you a Terry search, though, right?
Right, but in order to do, it's called a Terry search. Terry, the actual case is Terry v. Ohio, which is the basically sets the standard for when police can do this. They have to have a reason, such as if you keep putting your hands in your pockets, if you have something bulging under your coat, simply because you agreed to step out of the vehicle on your own accord.
Yeah, I didn't think that gave him the right to.
Does not give them the right to pat you down like that. I would imagine this officer does that as a matter of course. It's unconstitutional and illegal, and you probably could sue him for it.
If you had the time and the money.
If you had the time and the money or the legal know-how. I mean, if you don't know how to do it, it's going to cost you probably $5,000 for a retainer. But, yeah, I mean, the police just
can't. The cop argue that he consented to it, though, by doing as he was told?
No. Of course not.
I don't mean to cut y'all off, but I'm going to give you a little bit more information. And I also had an argument with the sheriff. You know, tried to argue with the sheriff about it, but I'll get to that point in a second. But I spoke to that. I work with a guy where I work. He's a part-time truck driver, but he's also a cop. And I spoke to him about it, and he tells me that the law is that they're allowed to pat you down, but they're not allowed to stick their hands in your pocket. And if they feel something, he said, even if we feel something like a pill bottle, we're not allowed to stick our hands in there and check out the pills. He said, if we feel something that feels like a weapon, that gives us the right to go in your pocket. But
Well, there is something that's called the plain feel doctrine, which is kind of like the plain view doctrine, where if the police walk up and see you have like a brick of tar heroin in the back of your car, I mean, the police can legally seize it. But if they're patting you down and they feel something that instantly they realize is illegal, then they can take it. But again, in order for them to have their hands on you in the first place, they need to meet the requirements of a lawful Terry pat, or you consent to it.
But did Shane make the mistake when he got out of his vehicle in the first place?
I think Shane's probably just a nice guy, and if you're a trucker, you're used to dealing with police all the time,
right,
as a matter of course. And you know, this officer obviously was looking to give you a hard time for, you know.
But would he have been able to give him as hard a time?
No, if he had stayed in the car.
Stepped out?
No.
What would you have said? If the cop said the same thing to you, Brad, would you mind stepping out of the vehicle? What would you have done?
Well, I'm a little atypical. I would say, sure, and I'd get out of the car and say, what's going on, you know? But that's just me. But to anyone who's concerned about protecting themselves from police action, I mean, I did this for 11 years, so I'm a little bit less concerned about it than other people. I would just advise being polite and respectfully declining and not get...
Shane, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your story tonight. Thank you for making it here. 855-450-FREE. Also want to remind you, Brad is running for sheriff. It's an interesting campaign. You're up against an incumbent in a primary in the northernmost portion of New Hampshire, which actually ended up voting for Ron Paul. Ron Paul actually won in this county in the primary, and so it's an interesting case. Where can people go to help you with your campaign?
Yeah, we stand a really good chance of winning this seat, and obviously this campaign isn't about me. It's about the ideas of the people of Coos County, who largely supported Dr. Ron Paul. We need all the financial assistance we can get, and if you go to www.bradforsheriff.com, F-O-R, not the number four, there's a chip-in. So if anyone out there can assist us, we'd appreciate it very much.
I did. Excellent. It. You did it?
I did. Bradforsheriff.com.
Thank you.
All right, back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget our Twitter and Facebook options as well. Twitter.freetalklive.com to follow us on Twitter, and Facebook.freetalklive.com to take you to our Facebook page. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this episode.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.